overcome adversity together. That scars are good things and they're great signs because it means you've been at battle. And when you can go through hardship with somebody, lock arms and go through hardship and walk out the other side, that's when you know that you're in it for the long run. That's when you know.
This is the Own It Show, where we tell stories of how everyday people made ownership theirs.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Own It Show. I'm your host, Justin Rothling-Schofer. And if you're new here, again, super excited to have you guys. It's a place where we dive into mindset, personal development, health, and everything that we need in order to move us forward. Looking at how do we live in ownership so that we can ultimately take what our lives are and put them into deep, deep work on a regular basis so that we can ultimately realize what it is that we're looking for. And today we're diving into 10 ships that you need to have prior to earning a championship. And that's not just a sporting championship. That's a championship in anything. That's winning in anything. That's winning in your life. That's winning in your health. That's winning in your mindset. That's winning in your business. That's winning in your family. That's winning in your marriage. And so these 10 ships are really an all-encompassing need and a checklist that you can come back and put into any aspect of your life. What areas maybe am I not leaning into enough? Maybe where are there some stop gaps that I need to fix so that I can ultimately realize that championship that I know I'm looking for and that I want to yield? And so if you guys are listening to this and this is going to provide value for you, I encourage you to take a screenshot of wherever you are. Take a screenshot of this podcast, post it on social media, tag us. We'll repost it because that's the only way that more people are able to be served with this information, with this knowledge, with this podcast, and truly be motivated to that nth degree to go and take action through the inspiration that's created here. So 10 ships before a championship. And how did this become? Way back in one of my other lives, I was a performance coach and did everything that we do at Own It, from the DNA, epigenetics, cellular testing. But I ran everything. I ran the nutrition component, the supplementation component, the strength and conditioning component, the recovery modality component, the sleep component, the data component, the online transferability of skill component, like you name it. It was an all-encompassing position. And when we would sit down at the beginning of the year, our coaching staffs, and I had the privilege of working with some amazing, amazing men and women who have won countless championships from Final Fours in the NCAA basketball tournament to Frozen Fours in the NCAA hockey tournament to Stanley Cups to Super Bowls. It was amazing to be around some of these leaders and some of these people that were able to generate a lot of this stuff. There were some commonalities. And as I sat and I looked at a lot of these commonalities, it was really unique what I started to find. And so anytime that a championship team was had, you look at the characteristics and every single one of these championship teams will cover all 10 of these. They will have check marks in every single one. And what I love most about this is this does not just relate to sport. This relates to life. It relates to everything. Relates to kids, relates to your relationship, relates to your business, and ultimately relates to yourself. And I want you to think about these as we go through these. So number one, the first ship that you have to have before you win a championship is leadership. Leadership drives and guides you through the good times and the bad times. We know there's going to be highs. We know there's going to be lows. We know there's going to be peaks. We know there's going to be valleys. We know there's going to be ebbs. We know there's going to be flows. But leadership is steadfast. Leadership holds its ground. Leadership is able to keep everybody together. And so no team, no family, no business has ever won a championship, has ever succeeded without great leadership. Number two is ownership. Responsibility and accountability for your actions and performance is crucial. You have to have both. You have to have ownership. Yeah, you can't have somebody who's poking and blaming and not looking first at themselves, at what they can do to make themselves better. It's what I talked about before. It's that me over we mentality. Me first. Why me first? Because if you don't focus on you, if you don't take ownership of you, and you're looking and trying to take ownership of your teammates first, or your spouse first, or your business partners first, you're never going to succeed. You're never going to win, because the ownership starts with you. You before we, me before we, which makes a stronger we. And so that ownership has to be there. That ownership is what allows you to take that step into championship mentality. Number three is membership. And I cannot stress this enough. You have to pay full price. Is it a mastermind you have to pay $100,000 to get into? Pay full price membership. Get in there. Get around those people. Get involved. Join the club. Get around people that make you grow. Is it that everybody had to donate 50 boxes of food in order to get in? Is that what membership is? Is that what membership is, to get around those like-minded people? What is membership? What does it mean to step in, but pay full price? I know we go back to training camp, and training camp is that membership cost. Training camp is those 2-a-days. Training camp is grinding it out with those men and women that was a part of that team. And by being a part of that, it allowed you to be deeper into that space. It allowed you to grow in that space. And that is what's crucial, and that's what's critical. Number four is partnership. And what I mean by partnership is we have to work together to accomplish goals. We will always get further together. You've heard this before. You want to go fast, go alone. You want to go far, go together. And any team that's ever won, any business that's ever won, any relationship that's ever won, you know you went together. Nobody has all the answers. Nobody has all the strengths. It's being able to go together, to utilize the strengths, to lean on each other's strengths, to lean on each other's brilliance, and truly respect that, that ultimately allows us to yield the best results. Number five is relationship. Get to know your team, your people, your spouse, your kids, far beyond the surface. And when you lean into those relationships are what drive this world. I don't care if I don't care what business you're in. I don't care if it's all AI. I don't care if it's all technology. I don't care if it's whatever. Everybody is in the business of relationships, because we're all in the business of people. And if we can get our relationships dialed in, and our working relationships, our home relationships, our relationships with ourselves, that is what allows a championship team to come through. Number six is stewardship. When we give and give back as a group, it requires us to lead with gratitude. And by leading with gratitude, it brings forth a different requirement from us. It brings forth a different mindset. It brings back a present state, being truly grateful and for what it is that we do have, for the talent that we have, for the gifts that we have. And we all of a sudden become aware that we're blessed to be a blessing. We are blessed to be a blessing. And when we can truly give to others, and I'm not just talking about showing up for community service or showing up at church on Sunday and tithing, I'm talking about true stewardship. Our business is being a stewardship. Our business is being a vessel for giving. Our relationship is being stewardship, being a vessel to give back. All of these things, when we can truly give and lead with giving, lead with that stewardship mentality, that leads to that championship mentality. Again, I say all these things. We're only on number six. Every single one of these items here are checked off on any championship team. You look at, I look at any marriage that's absolutely crushing it, that I'm like, man, they've got it. They've got all 10 of these things checked. You look at the past 50 teams that won in the NBA, the NFL, Major League Baseball, the National Hockey League, any of them, They all had these checked. You look at any businesses that have been sold. You look at any businesses that have taken off and made massive moves in the market. They've all had these things checked. Number seven is battleship. You fight for one another and you always have each other's back. Fight for one another and you always have each other's back. It's not a fight against one another. It's a fight for one another. You're in public, you're always standing up for the other person. You're in front of all the things that are hard, all the things that are going on that maybe you don't agree with, those are behind closed doors. But you go out into the world, man, you got that other person's back. You're supporting one another. Somebody else doesn't agree or somebody else puts some teammate down, you've got that person's back and you're there and you're supporting them and you are showing that you're in alignment. And that battleship cannot be overlooked in knowing that when you look left, when you look right, your brother, your sister is going to be holding you up, is going to be supporting you. Number eight is fellowship. Serve your community and each other and you serve together. And you connect together. That fellowship and being in the presence of God together, being in the presence and union of God together, will make for an unbreakable bond. A worldly bond of two people is great, but a worldly bond of three with God involved in that fellowship mentality, unbreakable. It's a third tether in the rope that makes it a rope. Otherwise, it's just two strings. Number nine is craftsmanship. Don't just do the work. A true craftsman pays attention to the little details. A true craftsman loves the little details. A true craftsman finds the true value in the little details. Have you ever seen somebody, a woodworker? A woodworker has this lathe and has the wood running around and just is getting ever so slightly down to the last little wood grain. The flow of it, how it all comes together. Or a glass blower, somebody who's manufacturing this beautiful piece of craftsmanship. That's what we have to do in our lives. We have to be craftsmen. We have to be able to take what it is that exists and be able to put little twists and turns on it that are ours, that are all attentive to the little details. So don't just do the work. Don't just check the box. Don't just say, hey, I'm finished the list. Pay attention to the little details because they matter. And number 10 is hardship. Overcome adversity together. Because scars are good things. And they're great signs. Because it means you've been at battle. And when you can go through hardship with somebody, lock arms and go through hardship, lock arms and go through hardship and walk out the other side, that's when you know that you're in it for the long run. That's when you know. Something in our marriage that we've talked about all the time is divorce came off the table even before we got married. We don't even talk about that word. Because we know there's going to be hardship in our marriage. We know there's going to be things that are going to be tough. We know there's going to be difficult situations. But we've locked arms. We've locked arms and we're marching forward. We're marching on and we're going to work through all of these things together. In our business, there's going to be hardships. But guess what? We've locked arms and we're on a mission. We have a shared vision and we're moving forward all together. All of these things, when combined together, lead to wins. And wins and a championship are just not possible. They're probable. You've heard me say that before. That's the scary thing. When you put all these things together, you're not likely to win. You are going to win. So prepare for it because it's already available to you. So when you put leadership, ownership, membership, partnership, relationship, stewardship, battleship, fellowship, craftsmanship, and hardship all together, there's no other option other than to feel a championship. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And consistent, patient endurance is what's created there. Make those 10 things a habit. earn those 10 ships, and a championship will be there for you. We know success is different, so own your different. And we'll see you next week.